All right, Justin Cooper. Hey, man, bummer for that crash, second moto. You know, otherwise, that was a pretty good day for you. Did you feel all right?
Yeah, I thought it went smooth. I don't feel like I don't feel like I rode to my, you know, my capabilities in the first moto. I feel like I left a little bit. Was a little bit timid throughout the moto, and was looking to have a better ride in moto too. But yeah, went down in the first turn, and yeah, it was a lot of guys that had to pass. So got pretty tired there towards the end. Tried to make a run towards those two in front of me.
Kind of funny for me, like I was watching Welton and those guys, and I was like, I don't think Coop's gonna get him. Like I don't think he's gonna get him. And then I don't know if you were just like, fuck, it's privateer. Like it's not gonna happen, because it seemed like in two laps you were like, all right, time to get busy.
Yeah, it's almost like I took, like, a little break. Yeah. Like, I was pretty tired from passing the guys before that to get there.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I think, like, 10 minutes to go, I wound it back up. And, yeah, I got those three in front of me and was closing in on a Malcolm and Justin. But, yeah, I was pretty smoked at that point.
For the first moto, it looked to me like you were a little bit, like, kind of riding by yourself a little bit, like, hard to get the intensity up. Or is there any reason why you think that maybe those guys got you?
Yeah, I just lacked a little bit of intensity. I don't really enjoy this track. I don't really thrive here. Never really have liked it. So this is a good result for me, I feel. Sixth overall, I'll take it. I think it's something to build off of for next weekend. I think we got more in the tank for sure. Just lacked a little bit of intensity for sure.
Biggest difference between 450 and 250 class?
The track conditions are rougher, and it's a lot more to hold on to. And when you hit, like, there's a lot of potholes out there. And when you hit those, you definitely feel it. So I think, yeah, we got some stuff to learn there. I don't even think it's bike stuff. It's just got to be stronger on the bike.
Right, right.
It's you're going to get beat up no matter what in the second moto. So, yeah, that was pretty eye-opening for me, I would say. And moving into next weekend, just, yeah, try to be better.
And like you said, too, I remember on your 250 days you expressed not your favorite track here, right?
Yeah.
I think one year, coming off my foot injury, I hole shot it and I went back to, like, 14th. So I wanted to retire after that point. That was a bad day for me. So yeah. I think I have PTSD from those days, right, to be honest. Yeah. So probably why I lacked some intensity.
It seems like guys love this place, or they just know what, like, and most guys don't, but some Cali guys are down with it. But I don't think this is anybody's favorite track.
Yeah, right. I think we just get different conditions. I mean, it might be sick during the week, but once they prep it right and we got all these bikes out here, it definitely gets pretty gnarly. So it's definitely one to get through.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep, thanks. Cool.